Again, the scripture reading tonight is from 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. 1 Peter 5, verse 8. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour.
It's always good to be with you tonight. This evening, I'm not going to keep you very long. How many of you believe that? You all should believe that. Truly, I'm not going to keep you very long. I just have one subject that I'm going to be dealing with tonight. And let me begin by saying to you that I'm not a very politically minded person. I don't get into politics a whole lot. To me, it seems as if to really get deep into politics takes more time than I basically have. And so I'm not really political. I don't get behind the pulpit and preach on political things very often. In fact, I don't know that I ever have. I've never gotten behind the pulpit and told people who to vote for and that sort of thing. Although certainly, whenever we find that certain moral issues are politicized, then I might mention that, things like abortion and homosexuality and that sort of thing. We'll obviously discuss that sort of thing and even suggest from time to time that as Christians, we certainly should not vote for those or vote for something that is going to be contrary to the Word of God. Someone, a particular candidate that might be emphasizing or promoting something that is sinful and contrary to the Word of God, then I might point that sort of thing out. But I've never really gotten up and told people who to vote for, who they should vote for or not, and that sort of thing. But with that in mind, tonight I do want to emphasize, because Tuesday is Election Day, say no to Issue 3. And if you don't know what that is, there's a group that's called Responsible Ohio, and they're advocating the changing of the state constitution. Probably more accurately, they are trying to get the constitution amended in which marijuana is permitted from a medical standpoint and from a recreational standpoint. They, in other words, are trying to get marijuana in this state legalized. They want Ohio to become the fifth state to legalize across the board marijuana. There are, I can't remember exactly, I think 18 states that allow marijuana use for medical purposes, but there's four states that allow it for recreation as well. And the Responsible Ohio, that group, wants Ohio to become the fifth state to do that. And so if you're planning to get out on Tuesday and to vote, I would encourage you, when you see on your ballot that little box that has Issue 3, be sure to mark no with regard to that. And the reason for that, people don't realize the harm and the danger of marijuana. And it is to the detriment of our young people. If that becomes something that is legalized, it certainly isn't good for our young people or for anybody if that becomes a case. So just very quickly, I want to say that we need to say no to that issue. Why? Number one, because smoking marijuana is sinful. The Bible everywhere encourages us to be of the right frame of mind, to in fact be sober-minded. You remember in places like 1 Thessalonians 5 and at verse 6, it says, therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. And again, Peter, he over and over used that kind of language. 1 Peter 1 at verse 13, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober. In chapter 4 at verse 7, he said, but the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober. And then the passage that was read for us a moment ago, 1 Peter 5 at verse 8, be sober, be vigilant. Why? Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. All of us know tonight that the devil is alive and well, that he's very active, and that he wants to separate us from God. In one way that he controls people, he influences people, is by getting into their mind. I've often preached, even to you, how that the mind must be the very first thing that we protect, because that's going to be what the devil goes after first. If he can infiltrate in any form or fashion your mind and control or influence your thinking, then he's going to have you. And one way he can do that is through and by drugs such as marijuana. And so God demands that we are sober-minded, that we are of good and sound mind, that we have a good and sound judgment. And the smoking of marijuana, of course, intoxicates the mind. It is impossible to smoke marijuana and be sober-minded at the same time. And so, obviously, we ought to oppose that. And if we legalized marijuana, of course, that will just make it that much easier for young people and others to intoxicate their mind with that drug. Number two, because smoking marijuana is addictive. And that's a part of the hype, really, that those who advocate this sort of thing, and those who have advocated the smoking of marijuana through the years, even before it even became an issue of legalizing it, back in the 60s and the 70s and then in the 80s even, when it really exploded and became popular, the things that were being said is that, well, it's really a mild recreational kind of drug and it's not addictive, and so you don't have to worry about it. And the fact of the matter is, all of that is wrong. There is no such thing as just a mild recreational drug. No drug that alters the mind is mild. And the idea that marijuana is not addictive is a lie as well. It may be a half lie. I mean, it is not addictive like something like cocaine or heroin, that sort of thing. It's not, in other words, physically addictive. You won't have withdrawal pain and that sort of thing and go through that if you are trying to get off of marijuana. It's not as harsh as those drugs that I just mentioned, but it is psychologically addictive and causes individuals to be dependent on it from that standpoint. In fact, if you talk to those who have been addicted to marijuana, they'll tell you that once you begin to smoke that, you smoke it more and more to the point where you basically need a high every day. And we'll try to do that if at all possible. And you'll need to be on that drug even in the carrying out of ordinary things like watching TV or just eating food and that sort of thing. All of that is enhanced by the high that you get from marijuana. And so it becomes psychologically addictive. And so to say it's mild and it's not addictive is a lie. It is addictive. And of course, as Christians, when we think of anything that's addictive, when you become addicted to something, then that something, whatever it is, becomes your master. And we recognize what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6 at verse 24, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God. And of course, Jesus there is talking about money or mammon, but we could replace that with marijuana, couldn't we? That without any question, if you go down that path where you're using marijuana, it will become your master. You'll become addictive. And you'll have to have it more and more and more and, again, be enslaved to it. And when we legalize something like that, legalize some kind of sin like marijuana, it just is a step in that direction. And, again, bad for our young people and bad for all people. And so I would encourage you, if you're going to go out and vote, you just put a mark in that box that says no. Say no to issue 3. And one more thing that I would suggest to you is that we ought to say no because smoking marijuana is harmful. I said a moment ago, people say it's mild, but it is not mild. There is a negative effect upon your person if you get involved in that. Just quickly, some of the negative effects of marijuana. It warps reality. It weakens judgment. And of course, whenever your judgment is weakened, that's really the very opposite of being sober-minded. To be sober-minded is to have good judgment. When you are under the influence of marijuana, that weakens your judgment and puts you in a vulnerable position to make bad decisions. It causes drowsiness. That leads, when young people get involved in the smoking of marijuana, and again, they get this psychological addiction, and so they need it more and more, and so they find themselves even going to school on a marijuana high, and so it leads to poor academic performance and negative physical effects as well. And it may not have the negative effects as heroin or meth or those kind of harsher drugs. But that's not to say that there's no negative physical effects. The fact of the matter is there are. And most who are experts with these kind of things will tell you some of these negative things that it will do to you. The National Institution on Drug Abuse has shown by their studies that marijuana has negative effects in terms of heart rate, lung capacity, introduces cancer, causing hydrocarbons into the lungs, may affect the reproductive functions, and leads to psychological problems in youthful users. All of those are negatives. And so we need not. And of course, as Christians, we always ought to be on the side of saying no to the legalizing of anything that is sinful in the eyes of God. But they, here on Tuesday, they have gotten this on the ballot, and they want it to be legalized. From what all that I have read on it, it doesn't look like it is going to pass, but it's close. And so it's really divided on whether or not marijuana shall be legalized. Just the pure question of whether or not we should legalize marijuana. Ohioans are split right down the middle. 46% on both sides, with some, of course, undecided on the question of legalizing marijuana. So we're taking steps in that direction. And now it's on the ballot so that it could actually happen. Though, again, as I said, it looks like for other reasons people are going to say no, because it is not only a bad moral decision, but a lot of people think that it's politically wrong to do it. And for various reasons, it looks like it may not pass. But I would encourage you, if you plan to go out on Tuesday, and you and whoever you're going to vote for, you'll see on your ballot issue 3, and you just make sure that you vote no with regard to that, because legalizing sin is always a bad idea. And I sort of had to sneak this in because obviously I've been gone, and the fact of the matter is the last chance to do it since Tuesday, you'll be at the polls. And so I hope you'll make the right decision. It's always good. And again, I don't tell people what to do and politically and how to vote and that sort of thing. But on this issue, we certainly don't want marijuana legalized. It seems like everything in this country is going in the wrong direction. Politically, it seems like our political leaders are making all of the wrong decisions for the spiritual well-being of this country. And this is just another small step in the wrong direction. Let's do what we can to make it so that that doesn't happen. Are you subject to the invitation of Jesus Christ? Maybe you haven't obeyed the gospel. You have an opportunity here tonight to put on Christ in the waters of baptism. Galatians 3 and at verse 27, of course, tells us that we're baptized into Christ. You just keep in your mind that all spiritual blessings are in heavenly places in Christ. I often draw a circle and put many of the spiritual blessings that we have in that circle that represents being in Christ, and every single one of them, whether it's fellowship with God, whether it's the Lord's Supper, whether it's fellowship with other Christians, whatever it is, all the spiritual blessings that you can think of, and of course, the greatest of all is salvation, the forgiveness of sins, and ultimately a home in heaven after a while. All of that comes from being in Christ. You have to get into that circle, and the only way you can do it is by obeying the gospel. Baptism being the final step will move you from outside of Christ to inside of Christ. Again, Galatians 3 and at verse 27, Romans 6 at verse 3 is another passage, 1 Corinthians 12 and at verse 13. All those passages tell us that we're baptized into Christ. Don't you want to be in Christ tonight? Don't you want to be in fellowship with God and enjoy these spiritual blessings now and salvation or heaven after a while? I hope that you do. If you're subject to the invitation, come forward as we together stand and sing.